It's happening, gang. Patriots in rural America are rising up and taking their nation back one county at a time. We're going to see the latest county to take matters in their own hands and how it's all part of an even wider trend of patriots rising up against failed, imploding Democrat cities and restoring the nation that we all love. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, you all know that with the current climate of the media industry, navigating the sea of bias and misinformation, well, frankly, it's exhausting. Staying informed on the many perspectives is quite valuable, but it's getting harder and harder. And that's why I rely so much on our sponsor, Ground News, to streamline my research. Ground News is available as a website and an app. And instead of sifting through multiple sources myself, trying to see every angle of a particular news story, Ground News does it all for me. Let me show you how it works. Take this article on Trump's lead over Biden in 6 of the 7 swing states. Now, when I use Ground News, I can see that exactly 61 articles have covered this story. Interestingly, 60% of the sources are right-leaning. Is it any wonder why the left isn't covering this story? You see, that's one of the Ground News' best features. They cover the blind spots in the legacy media's reporting failures. So go to ground.news/Dr. Steve to check it out. Head over right now to subscribe through my link and get 40% off unlimited access to the Vantage subscription. That's what I've got. So when you subscribe, you not only support our Turley Talks movement, but you also support an independent platform trying to make the news more transparent. Click on that link below right now. Many of you may be familiar with what's known as the Greater Idaho Movement. It involves a number of counties in eastern Oregon who are openly rebelling against the insane liberal lawlessness of their woke cities like Portland. So these counties are holding a number of referendums that, if they were implemented, these counties would then secede from Oregon and join up with their neighboring deep red state, Idaho. So that's why it's being dubbed the Greater Idaho Movement. As of yesterday, 53% of Crook County residents voted to leave Oregon and join up with Idaho, making Crook County the 13th county in Oregon to vote to leave. 13 and counting. Several more counties are scheduled to hold similar votes in the near future, which means that all told, we may be seeing upwards of half of Oregon's counties, gang, half voting to secede from their state and join up with Deep Red Idaho. Commentators have noted that if this secession were actually implemented, it would mean that 3/4 of the landmass of the state of Oregon would be emancipated from the imploding cities of Portland and Salem, which in turn would make Idaho the 3rd largest state in the entire union in terms of landmass. Now, we've talked about this before, but the logic that's animating these secessionist sentiments is actually, it's very simple. Get rid of Portland, and the whole of Oregon would be voting in Republican governors and presidents by a double-digit margin. Okay, that's not an exaggeration. Take a look at this map. This is from the last gubernatorial election in 2022. Take a look at it. Now, if I were to ask you, who do you think won this election? The red team or the blue team, right? I mean, it seems rather obvious, right? The map is virtually all red, but it doesn't matter. The Democrat, the blue team, won that election by nearly 4 points. The Democrat won despite having lost 29 of Oregon's 36 counties. The Republican candidate won 80% of Oregon's counties, 8 in 10, and she still lost. And just to put an exclamation marker on that, if you remove just one of those blue counties, Multnomah County, where Portland is, if you were to exclude that single county, the Republican would have won the governorship by over 10 points. So what all of this means is that over 80% of the regions in Oregon are experiencing intense political disenfranchisement as they're being ruled by politicians and policies that they want nothing to do with. And so they're pushing back. And of course, they're hardly alone. In the ultra-blue state of Illinois, 27 counties have already passed pro-secessionist referendums. Some state lawmakers have even proposed bills to separate Chicago and its surrounding Cook County from the rest of the state. And we could go on and on. There are Maryland counties that want to join up with Deep Red West Virginians, secede from Baltimore. in California. San Bernardino County has recently voted to study the process and prospects involved in seceding from their increasingly failed state. So what's going on here? Well, scholars are calling this phenomenon scaled secession. How's that for a term? Scaled secession. It's also known as de-annexation. And it's a term that's being used specifically to describe the latest trend among city districts across the country that are actively trying to secede from their city hall and form their own legally recognized cities. We did a video on this a couple of months back, but what you're looking at here is St. George, Louisiana. St. George is officially the newest city in the United States. It was formed by nearly 100,000 residents living on the southern side of Baton Rouge, who grew sick and tired of the dying, decaying rot of a Democrat-run city. And so they decided to take matters in their own hands. Back in October 2019, 54% of voters in the district, or parish, as they call it in Louisiana, voted in favor of seceding from the city of Baton Rouge. Now, of course, Baton Rouge officials took them to court, but just a few weeks back, the Louisiana Supreme Court, in a 3-4 decision, officially ruled in favor of the referendum. So now St. George is official. They have successfully seceded from Baton Rouge, and they are now the fifth largest city in Louisiana, boasting a population, as I said, of nearly 100,000. This is what's known as scaled secession, and it's happening all over the place. A lot of people don't know this, but like in Tennessee, the city of Memphis has actually shrunk over the last few years precisely through this process of scaled secession or de-annexation. So districts such as South Cordova and South Wind and Rocky Point, they're no longer part of Memphis. And that's precisely how we have to understand, I think, what's happening here with the Greater Idaho movement and in Illinois and California and elsewhere. More and more populations are done. They are simply done. With the rotting, dying, decaying, deep blue societies they're connected to, whether it's Portland or Memphis or Baton Rouge or Chicago or LA or Sacramento, they don't care. They have no interest whatsoever in going down into civilizational ruin along with these deep blue social disorders, and they're taking matters into their own hands. Now, as far as how successful the Greater Idaho movement will be, obviously we're going to have to see on that one. The Idaho legislature just voted in favor of a bill that would indeed move the Oregon and Idaho border westward to create a Greater Idaho. And there's even a bill that was just introduced in the Oregon Senate that would indeed begin talks with the Idaho legislature on adjusting the border, recognizing that the differences between urban and the eastern exurban Oregonians is simply irreconcilable. Obviously, we'll be keeping a very close eye on how things develop there. But with the latest referendum passing, one thing is absolutely clear. The Greater Idaho movement is indeed getting even greater. Here's your opportunity to tell big tech tyrants where they can stick it. Click on that link below and download our brand new cancel-proof Turley Talks app, and you can sign our special declaration of restoration. That's our petition to big tech that declares a new day is dawn. They are no longer in control, and we are taking our nation back. We've already got over 1,000 signatures of courageous patriots, and yours is next. Click on that link below or go to fight.turleytalks.com right now.